This is the Daily Dope for Monday, January 2nd, 2012, presented by your friends at The Gaming Gang. It's time for an irrelevant look at the gaming news of the day. Hi there, I'm your host, Jeff McAleer. Thought I'd take a minute to introduce everybody out there to our new feature here at The Gaming Gang, and that is the Daily Dope. From here on out, you'll be able to catch the latest in tabletop gaming news every Monday through Friday. The show itself will be strictly news-oriented, as Elliot and I will continue to provide our usual off-the-wall commentary and reviews on the regularly scheduled podcast. And if you're a fan of the news segment on the Gaming Gang show, have no fear. We'll continue to crack wise about the latest in the hobby. A quick note about the title, The Daily Dope. It serves two purposes. One, obviously, it's the daily scoop on what's going on in the tabletop gaming world. Also, I thought it was kind of funny simply because I will mainly be the host of the show, although from time to time I'm sure Elliot will also do hosting duties. We're sort of a couple of goofballs, so I suppose the Daily Dope in that respect makes sense as well. I should point out, if you already subscribe to the bi-weekly show, either through iTunes or another feed method, you don't have to do a thing, as you'll receive this new program through that same feed. If you're currently not subscribed, why not? It's free, it's easy, and it only takes a moment to get on board. On to the latest. WizKids has announced that Vlada Chvátal's Mage Knight has sold out at the publisher level. This doesn't mean you still can't go out there and pick up the game online or in stores, but once those copies are gone, you'll be out of luck, at least for now. WizKids did note, due to this overwhelming response, a second production run of the game is assured. We are also excited to announce plans to release the game in German, Czech, and other languages as details are finalized. Also from WizKids comes Marvel HeroClix The Avengers. Now why would they be releasing a line of Avengers figures? It's not as if there's a blockbuster film coming this summer featuring the stalwart comic book heroes. Dope! The 40 new figures will be available this March in single boosters and a six-figure starter pack. Bursting with action, the Avengers movie HeroClix starter brings all of the fast-paced excitement of the Avengers movie to your HeroClix games. Battle evil as the Avengers, or split the starter into two teams and play with a friend. Featuring six figures with new dial designs not found anywhere else, the Avengers movie HeroClix starter also includes two maps, the HeroClix rules book, the powers and abilities card, dice, and tokens, and an exclusive code to unlock content for HeroClix Online. Avengers Assemble, anyone? Also, anyone else out there noticed the recent wave of Marvel movies feature superhero costumes that are straight out of Marvel's Ultimate Universe? I'm not complaining. I thought the first two series of The Ultimates were excellent. Too bad it was all downhill from there. The latest game from critically acclaimed designer Jason L. Blair has been announced. It's an RPG, and it's Streets of Bedlam, a savage world of crime and corruption. Streets of Bedlam, as I have just mentioned, is equal parts neo-noir, pulp detective fiction, and a bit of ultra-violence thrown into a cement mixer and poured on top of a heap of nameless bodies no one will ever miss. It's a modern urban setting full of despicable people doing awful things in the name of God, money, politics, or to pay off old debts. The stories shine light on the dark places of the human heart, but it's also about finding diamonds in the rough, about good people in bad situations. The heroes may have questionable means, but they have good intentions. But of course, you know what they say about good intentions. Streets of Bedlam is a pen and paper role-playing game in which you play characters with histories, who've done bad things, who may do a few more, but they have a code they stick to, fuzzy though it may be, that guides them through life and allows them to make a difference. Everybody in this town wants something, but your characters are aiming higher than most, and maybe, just maybe, they'll do some good. At the very least, maybe they'll stop some bad from happening. Streets of Bedlam is built around the award-winning Savage Worlds rule set published by Pinnacle Entertainment Group. This is the same rule set that powers Deadlands Reloaded, 50 Fathoms, and Rippers. The game is set to launch in April of 2012. You can secure a copy of the game, guarantee a lot of great artwork for the book, and even direct the flow of supplements by going to their Kickstarter page and pledging your support, and maybe be included as a character in the rules. How cool is that? Actually, Streets of Bedlam has far surpassed their Kickstarter goal, but you can still go check it out and pledge your support. There's still 10 days left. Or you can go to streetsofbedlam.com and check out more about the game as well. Ovenworks has two games arriving in stores this week, Ristorante Italia and 011. Ristorante Italia is a family game for 2 to 5 players, as each takes on the role of a chef running their own restaurant, or should I say, ristorante, while competing for the coveted Golden Spoon Award. I suppose that's a lot better than being mentioned in a dirty dining section in the local news. It's time for you to put on your chef's hat and mix up the ultimate Italian meal with Ristorante Italia. You are the manager and head chef of a new Italian restaurant, hoping to make your mark on the culinary world. Your ultimate goal is to wow the critics with the greatest Italian meal you can create. But you must balance your creative drive with the economic realities of keeping your restaurant profitable. Focus too much on making the perfect meal, and you won't have the funds you need. But concentrate on growing your business, and you won't have the artistic feast the critics demand. The game is played over 4 seasons. In each season, you'll have 6 actions to improve your restaurant and your menu. You can learn new recipes, take a cooking class to improve your skills, go shopping for essential ingredients, or even add dining rooms for extra income. At season's end, if you've collected the right ingredients, you can prepare new dishes just in time to impress the critics. At the end of the game, you must prepare a single meal, the best you can put together, to compete in the national cooking competition. The best chef will earn the coveted Golden Spoon. The winner will be the player who has created the best menu. You can earn bonuses from the critics by growing your cooking skills and by matching perfect wine to each dish. The player with the highest score wins the game. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's Ristorante Italia. No, I don't think that sounds right. Anyway, Elfinworks' other title of interest, and it does sound interesting and quite a bit out there, is 011. I am number 3. You are number 011. No, sorry, that's something completely different. It is the year 011 in the mystic city of Turin. The discovery of a book that contains a terrifying prophecy announces the end of times! Fenrir, the son of Loki, destined to kill Odin and cause the Ragnarok, is about to wake. In only 11 hours, the wolf god will rise, and the world as we know it will cease to exist. But the lost book hints of a way to halt that prophecy. If someone can compose the Song of Making and find the only person who can play it on the inscrutable organ of eternity, a mysterious pipe organ hidden somewhere in Turin, the final battle of the gods can be delayed for another age. But who is this chosen one who alone can play the song? And where is the mysterious organ? Now Captain Snowy, the Princess Lilja, the brilliant inventor Falsen, the detective Kohlberg, the charming Lady Lewis, Professor Johnson, the unforeseeable Mr. Vidal, and the phantasmagoric, get your minds out of the gutter, Dr. Vikstrom are in a race to choose the world's destiny. But one of these 8 has been swayed by the spirit of Fenrir, casting aside the future of humanity for the promise of immortality. The battle for the final truth has begun. I don't know, is it just me, or is it always odd when you have that one person who's willing to sell out the entire human race just so they can be immortal or rule over the wasteland? I don't know, I suppose it's that whole better to rule in hell kind of thing. 011 is an investigative adventure for 3 to 6 players, but remember, even though the heroes all have the same objective, this is not a cooperative game. Defeat can be for all, but victory can only be for one. To win the game, you must gather the pages of the Song of Making and deliver the chosen one to the Organ of Eternity, or to the spirit of Fenrir. You begin with only a small amount of information. Using the 8 characters, you must scour the city of Turin for clues to the location of the organ and the identity of the Chosen One, a task that will require you to share information with your rivals. Each round of play opens with an auction for turn order. Your position in the order determines how you are affected by the event card draw and which characters you'll be able to use during the round. Selecting a character gives you access to his or her special ability and allows you to move through the streets of the city to seek clues. The unique action gear system determines the distance your character can move, what mode of transportation you have available, and what action you may take to further your investigation. You only have 11 rounds to discover the truth and prevent the coming apocalypse. Locate the organ, identify the Chosen One, and compose the Song of Making, and victory can be yours. Fail, and all of humanity will suffer the final conflict of the gods. Yeah, there you go. Nice going. You blew it. Thanks a lot. Finally, in a bit of news that's not strictly gaming-related, but should be of interest to gamers everywhere looking for adventure ideas or just some good scares, comes Haunted, 11 Tales of Ghostly Horror, from FR Press and available at drivethroughfiction.com. Who willingly walks into a haunted house? Ghost hunters explore dark places, investigate clues, and uncover secrets of the dead. Evidence of an afterlife may prove elusive, and few hunters recognize some things are best left buried and forgotten. Suspense and intrigue lurks inside Haunted, 11 Tales of Ghostly Horror. Unlock the clues in these 11 mysteries. A curious ghost hunter tracks down a mysterious device's origin and finds more than he bargained for. One local tour guide meets a group of cocky professionals in a small town and discovers something more frightening than ghosts. After a famous ghost-hunting wife is declared missing, a devastated husband follows a trail of clues to find her. A team of researchers at a local university are in over their heads when they try to prove a house is haunted. Hey, that kind of sounds like just about every ghost show on TV. When a desperate mother asks for his services, a boy who can talk to ghosts is dragged into a dangerous mystery. Lost without their go-to guy, a group of ghost hunters fight each other to get him back on curious terms. Tragedy looms when a group of friends enter a suspicious house and realize they're unequipped to hurt what's already dead. A skeptic and a believer team up to expose the truth about a local legend in a haunted forest. An iconic figure confronts a man to find out if he's building haunted houses or if it's a bizarre hoax. Strange circumstances compel the ghosts from a troubled veteran's past to reappear in the present. And a friendly warning turns into a bizarre rescue when a ghost hunter tries to help an amateur armed with an odd locket. Scared yet, kids? The book is available in multiple file formats for $4.99, or you can even order a softcover edition if you'd like. Okay, so there's the first new show under my belt. It can only get better from here, I hope. I'll be back tomorrow, and until then, here's hoping your new year is off to a rip-roaring start. The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.